You're now listening to the Northwest Soapbox, the platform for residents of the Northwest to step up and say what's on their mind.
Last week, City Council voted on the 2012 Earned Sick Days Bill. With a vote of 11-6 for the measure, it was passed, but a two-thirds majority, or 12 votes, is needed to override another expected veto from Mayor Nutter. This week on the Soapbox, we speak with Janet Filanti, Executive Director of Child Space Cooperative Development Incorporated, about the bill, why it's a necessity for workers, and a public health issue here in the city of Philadelphia.
The reason why this vote is important is it would allow all employees in Philadelphia who work in businesses that have six or more employees to earn sick days. And this is just the right that seems pretty basic, that when people are sick, they can stay home and get well and not lose a day's pay. And we feel that it's very reasonable from both the employee's perspective and also the employer's. It's a good investment in your employees, and there have been a lot of compromises to make it not onerous to businesses as well.
And why would a business be opposed to this? The arguments that, it was detriment for city, businesses will leave the city because of this. Do you have any impact on why they would come from that perspective?
Well, I work with a lot of small businesses. They happen to be child care businesses, and it's hard to be, especially a small business. So anything that they think may cause an extra expense can be of concern. However, this legislation, first of all, it exempts all businesses with fewer than six employees, so your mom and pop businesses are exempt, and an employee has to earn it. They aren't able to use any of this time until after they've been there for 90 days, and they earn it over time. And I know I'm also an owner of Child Space Daycare Center, because it's a worker-owned business. And it's good business practice to have some benefits to engender your employees to do a good job, not come to work sick. That doesn't do your business any good. And also, they'll feel more loyal to you, and you won't have the turnover costs that you have if an employee feels so exploited. So there may be some just misunderstandings, I think, primarily, with people who think it's going to be another costly, onerous requirement, but I don't really believe it is in the way it's crafted.
And with this bill, 11 yes votes and 6 no votes, it is rumored that Mayor Nutter is going to veto this bill. And the support to override it would be 12 votes. So if I'm listening and I'm in the public and I'm, this is a bill. I mean, it's good for my city. I feel that it's something that needs to be passed. What can I do now?
Well, you can directly contact your city council person. And not only does your district council person represent you, and in Germantown area that would be Cindy Bass, and we really appreciate her support on this issue, and so you could thank her and hope that she helps override if there is a veto. We can also communicate with the mayor. We have heard he will veto it, but he probably should know that we support it, and we have at large city council candidates. So it's good to contact them as well. The best source of information on the bill and what you can do is the Healthy Families and Workplace Coalition website, which is phillyearnedsickdays.com. That's phillyearnedsickdays.com. So that is a good way to, if you want to check it out. We've had a toll-free number through the coalition, and if that's still up, you could use that. And you're, you know, welcome to contact Child Space CDI, too, if you want information about how to contact.
So aside from this being an employee rights issue, it's also a public health issue.
Yes, it is. And it's important to try and not spread diseases and try and keep our communities healthy and not have the lunch counter worker who's handing you your food be handing you a sickness as well. And we see this as a basic floor of worker rights, something that everyone should be entitled to. And I think we'll look back on this at some point and say, just as we do now, thinking that people are entitled to a break after working so many hours, or they are entitled to overtime after, you know, working a full day's week or that sort of thing. So I think this will, in time, be seen as a basic labor right. But when I was in the hearing for this bill, the main objection by the businesses was that the Philadelphia has a negative business climate, that the tax structure and some of the regulations are challenging for business. And so they didn't want to do anything that would be perceived as negative to business. And we know that this would not hurt business. This would really help help businesses and help their employees. And if the issue, they should focus on things that really are challenging for businesses and not throw this very positive initiative out just because there are other issues that affect businesses. So I think people are realizing with all the amendments that council made in response to concerns they heard, they changed the size of the what was determined to be a small business. And there were many other requirements. This is really a complaint-based law. So it's not like they're going to come and inspect a business every year to make sure you're doing this. They're really only going to do it in response to employees that bring complaints. So workers who are in a restaurant or in a child care center and they don't have any union to represent them, they don't have really any rights. This gives them some very minimal right to take time off and get well when they're sick. And I think it'll be very positive for both employees and employers.
Thank you.
This has been the Northwest Soapbox. This podcast is a platform for the people of Northwest Philadelphia to offer commentary, share news, and make a call for action. Hear all installment at nwsoapbox.podomatic.com. Anyone wishing to step onto the soapbox can contact us at soapbox@gtownradio.com.